Hey, Revelation Wellness, thanks so much for being here today for a brand new Revving the Word. You're in for a treat today as Kara Osborne is leading you in an interval workout that's all about how to rejoice even when you don't feel like it. Lace up your shoes, get your body moving. As we say around here, if you're moving, you're doing it right. Friends, we know that real transformation always happens in community, and that's why we've created the RW Plus membership. If you're looking for a place to nurture your body, mind, and spirit, and grow your faith in Christ, you're going to find it here. You're going to get full access to a library of Revelation Wellness programs with guided coaching, access to the full library of 600 and more RevWell TV workouts, a bonus of podcast episodes not available to the general public, including our bedtime meditations, RevXing the words, and Be Still and Be Loved for kids. You're also going to get daily encouragement, coaching, interaction with trained Revelation Wellness leaders in our private community, and so much more. If you're ready to become an RW Plus member, swipe up on the show notes to learn how. Thanks for pressing play on this today. Donors, thanks for making episodes like this possible. We appreciate each and every one of you. And if we could ask, would you please rate and review this podcast? And even better, share it with a friend who needs to hear the message on how to rejoice. All right, friends, let's get to it. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Revving the Word here with Revelation Wellness. My name's Kara Osborne. It's been a little while since I've been here with you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm excited to move with you today. I want you to go ahead and just start moving in whatever way feels like it's going to bring some life and joy to you today. Because today, we're going to celebrate. We're just going to celebrate. I have packed a playlist full of good mood, good news songs. So my hope is that regardless of how you're feeling right now, as you are starting this 35-minute time together, regardless of how you're feeling emotionally, spiritually, mentally, even physically, that when we're done 35 minutes from now, you're going to feel better. We're going to remind ourselves today of the things we have to be joyful about. So just go ahead and move. It's a good day, and you're doing it right. You're doing it right. So welcome, welcome. The plan for moving forward for this time together is that we'll mostly train endurance. I'm going to give you a few invitations for some pushes along the way if you'd like, but it's all an invitation. It's all an invitation. So for right now, we're just warming up, beginning to kind of remind our bodies of how it feels to move, beginning to breathe a little deeper, maybe a little quicker, thinking about warming up some of those places that might feel a little bit stuck. And mostly, I want to invite you to open up your heart and invite the Lord to meet with you here and train you. You know, you could get a good workout in a whole lot of ways today. You can do a whole lot of different types of movement, and they're all good. They're all good. But ultimately, what we want to do is train your heart using the Word and having the Lord meet us here. So today, we're going to talk about reasons we have to rejoice, and truths that we can claim. It's going to be good. So just go ahead. You're still kind of in your warm-up zone here, so you might be at 3. You might be a 4, maybe even kind of pushing closer to that 5 and just settling in here. We're in this thing together. I'm going to coach you through every step of the way, and you have permission to choose what feels right for your body today, okay? So with all that said, take a deep breath and let's invite the Lord to meet us right here. God, we thank you today for bodies that can move, for truth from your word that we can choose to proclaim, even when we may not feel it in the moment. Lord, you're good regardless. So today, we're going to get our hopes up. We're going to go ahead and choose to praise. We're going to worship and celebrate your goodness because you're worthy of it. So God, train our hearts. Yes, train our bodies, sure, but train our hearts. We want to know you. We want to seek you here. We want to hear from you here. And we give you full permission and full surrender in this space. Come have your way here. King Jesus, we love you. And it's in your name we pray. All right, friends, I want you to pick it up just a little bit. So wherever you were those first few minutes together, just go ahead and begin to pick it up just a bit. We're not pushing into an interval yet here. We're not sprinting. Just push it a little more than you were. Let's say we're closer to that 5, or maybe even getting closer to a level 6. Breathing should be increasing. You're having to work a little bit harder. You're not going to continue to talk in complete sentences if you're answering back to me out loud. You know, you have full permission to do that. You can talk back to me anytime you want. That's totally what I do when I push play on these episodes with Elisa. She talks to me and I talk to her. She doesn't know it, but it's a good time. My neighbors probably think I'm crazy when they see me around the neighborhood, and it's good. It's good. All right, settle in. Training. We're training. This is training ground. I tell my classes all the time, the workout's good. It's good. But the real work happens when we allow the Lord to train our hearts to teach us new truths here. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture today. I think we need to be grounded and centered in the Word. I'm going to start off with Philippians 4:4. And here's the background, okay? This is written by Paul from his prison cell, facing execution. At this point, he had been persecuted, he'd been imprisoned, he'd had death threats, he'd been beaten, he'd been stoned, he'd been shipwrecked, he'd been hungry, he'd been cold, he'd been destitute, and he's writing from prison. And he says this, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Then it says again, I will say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. I want you to reflect on those words right here. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice. See, here's the truth I want you to leave out of here knowing today. Rejoicing is about who God is, not what your circumstances are. Let me say it again. Rejoicing is about who God is, not what our circumstances are. I'm going to give you some good news today, and it might result in a fun time, a good playlist, a good mood. Good news, good mood. But even if not, our feelings are fickle and they're temporary, and He is worthy of praising and rejoicing about who He is, regardless of what my circumstances may be. All right, I want you to pull back just a little bit here. You've got 45 seconds until we transition to the next song and the next challenge. So just pull on back, come on back to sort of home base pace for you, whatever that feels like. Take some deep breaths. Here's another paraphrase of that verse from New Living Translation. It says, be full of joy in the Lord. Be full of joy in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice. So I'm asking you right now, what would that look like in your life to choose to rejoice? To rejoice. What does rejoicing look like? Like, go ahead and get a picture of it in your head. What would it look like, sound like, feel like? All right, I want you to stay right there at that base pace where we were. Base pace. And then when I prompt you, we're going to push. But it's not yet. So just settle in here. You know, if you don't want to take the invitation for the pushes today, for the intervals, for the challenge, no problem. But I do want to train you to challenge your heart while you're right here, okay? The Message paraphrase has that same verse this way. It says, celebrate God all day. Every day. I mean, revel in Him. Revel is not a word we use a whole lot. So I looked it up. What does revel mean? It's to enjoy something very much. Or it means, get this, to enjoy oneself in a lively and noisy way. In a lively and noisy way. So I'm asking you, friend, right here, could you train to enjoy Him? Right here, get ready to push. 3, 2, go. Push. Whatever it looks like for you, you could pick it up to a 7, to an 8. Stay there. stay there, to enjoy oneself in a lively and noisy way. All right, pull it back. So just a little invitation there. Come back to your base pace. Rejoicing is about who God is, not what our circumstances are. I know enough to know that all of you are probably dealing with some difficult circumstances right here, some trials. Anybody? How do you rejoice in trials? How do you rejoice in trials? Get ready to push. 3, 2, 1, go. Push. How do you rejoice in trials? You trust Him in them. You trust Him in them. See, here's where we get it wrong. Joy is not the same thing as happiness. It's not the same thing. Stay here. Keep pushing. This one's longer. Keep pushing. You're doing it. Joy is not the same thing as happiness. 3, 2, 1. Come on back to base pace. Come on, recover. Hey, that was a good job. Well done. See, joy is a state of being. It's an internal place that we go. It's a hope that we have. Happiness is a feeling. Happiness is going to come and go. But joy is different, friend. To rejoice in the Lord is a reminder that your peace is in God. That you don't have to act outside of the pain that you're in. It's being comforted by His name and delighted in His work. I love that. I read that as I was studying and preparing for this. I want you to push right here. Push. I didn't count you down to that one, but jump right in. Come on. You're doing great. Push. You're halfway. I want you to do that one more time. 3. Go. Rejoicing today might mean that even though I can't get out of the storm that I'm in, God is above it, He's outside of it, and He's in it. 3, 2, 1, pull back. Good job. God's not consumed by any storm I'm in, but He's near to me, and He's in the midst of it with me. So I can rejoice today, regardless of my situation. Because God and Jesus' work on the cross means my victory's been won. My victory's been won. That's good news today. My victory's been won. We've got 56 seconds left in this song. Let's push a little bit. I'm going to count us down. One more push in this song. 3, 2, 1, go. Go. A little harder. A little faster. Push. You're doing it. 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 Keep going. Keep going. You can sing out loud. Praise the Lord. Let everything. Come on. We started off by saying that it can mean to enjoy something in a lively and noisy way. You can get noisy here. It's okay. You're free to worship. 3, 2, 1. Pull back. Whoo. Well done. I'm breathing hard. As you can probably hear, it's good. It's good. So come on back to that base pace. Let's recover. Good news today. Rejoicing. What's it look like for you? So then I started thinking, I want to train you to rejoice. We also need to reflect on the reason we have to rejoice, yeah? So find that base pace. I just want to talk to you for a second. So you just stay at your nice, steady, comfortable rhythm, wherever you're at. Reasons we have to rejoice. Ready for the first one? That according to God's word, you've been justified and redeemed. If you've been saved by the Lord, you have been justified and redeemed. How do I know that? Romans 3, verse 22 says, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus to all who believe. And in 23, it says, for all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. But here's 24. They are justified justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You are justified and you are redeemed. I love that. That's reason to celebrate today. It doesn't matter if your temporary circumstances are falling apart. That's good news today. You're justified. You're redeemed. Just stay right here. Same tempo through this whole song. It was 2.5 minutes. You've got 41 seconds left. Just stay right here. Training a little bit of endurance. We're just staying in that zone. It's just a bit uncomfortable. Just a bit uncomfortable. Training our hearts to endure. Right there. According to God's word, you're justified. You're redeemed. Stay here. I love that. All have sinned, all have fallen short, but we've been justified freely by his grace. And it says it's through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, not based on your own work. That's good news, because guess what? On my own, I'd get it wrong. All right, we're going to use a little bit of time intervals here. We're going to go for 30 second song, recover. Ready, set, go. 30 second push right here. I want you to go up to where you're having to work pretty hard to sustain this for the full 30 seconds. 10 seconds are already done. Come on. You're halfway. I love this playlist. Come on. Straight to you. 8 seconds. Good news. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pull back. Just recover. We'll give you a full minute here. Recover. Breathe deep. Train your heart. Rejoice today. Second thing I'm going to remind you of. You are a son or daughter. Not just that, you're an heir. You're an heir. Galatians 4:7 says, you are no longer a slave, but a son. Go ahead and insert daughter there if you want to. You are no longer a slave, but a daughter. And if you're a son or a daughter, then God has made you an heir. You went from being a slave and an orphan to being adopted and an heir. That's a reason to celebrate here, friends. Get ready to push. 3, 2, 1. Go. Push. That was a little under a minute of rest. Stay with me. All out right here. All out. I want you to open it wide open here. Whatever's in the tank, start to offer it. 15 seconds. Come on. I'm with you. We're not giving up. Whatever it looks like for you today, keep going. Come on. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pull back. Rest. Well done. So we started off by saying you've been justified and redeemed. Now I'm saying to you, you're a son or a daughter. You're an heir. It's good news. Okay, in 10 seconds, I'm going to invite you to push again. We'll finish this one up. Time flies when you're having fun. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Push. Come on. Rejoice in the Lord. Remember, it says to revel in him, and that could mean to enjoy oneself in a lively and noisy way. Come on, 15 seconds. Who do 30 seconds? Get really slow. Come on. Woo! You're doing it. Straight count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Recover. I'm telling you, it's a good playlist today. Good news. Good mood. Good news. Sometimes we just need to remember what we've been given. Sometimes we should remember what we've been rescued from. Amen? All right, I'm going to invite you into a push with this song, but it's going to be not an all-out sprint. So if we worried about a 5 right here, Let's go for a 6 or 7. We're going to hold it for a little bit longer. In 5 seconds, we're going to go. 3, 2, 1, go. So pick it up about 2 more levels. We're thinking about rate of exertion. Let's get locked in here about a 7. Next reason we have to rejoice. You ready for it? Maybe even just say, receive it, right? I receive it. Sometimes when I'm listening to my pastor or another teacher and they say something I know the Lord has for me, I stretch my hand out and I grab hold of it. Not because that's what's required, but because I want to be actively participating, watching captive for everything the Lord has for me. Here's the third one. You ready? Keep pushing. You still got 30 seconds here, friends. You were created for good works, and you have boldness and confidence through Him. You were created for good works, and you have boldness and confidence through Him. Go ahead, rest. 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 Ephesians 2:10. We are His workmanship. We're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's Ephesians 2:10. And 3:12 says, we've been given boldness and confident access through our faith in Him. Get ready to push one more time. Ready? Set. Go. Right here. Go. We got 1 minute, so pick it back up to that 6 or that 7, straight to the end. We've been given boldness and confident access through faith in Him. I love that it's not we've been given boldness and confident access through our own works. The key is the faith in Him. It's not about us. It's not about our performance. It's not about our ability. It's not about anything that even has to do with us in the first place. It's all about Him. It's all for Him. And it's all to Him. You got 25 seconds here. Nice, steady push. Nice, steady push. This is harder for me than a sprint because you have to endure. And I'm saying to you today, could you rejoice there? Like, find some joy right here in this moment. Grab a hold of it. Say, I'm not letting go today. Stay there. 4, 3, 2. Well done, y'all. Well done. Recover. Recover. Find your base pace here. About a 5. About a 5. How broken you are. Don't you forget that love is always coming. Well done. You just keep it nice and steady here. I'll lead you through. You stick with me. Next reason to celebrate today. Next reason to rejoice. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us we are a new creation. We are a new creation. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 says we've been given the righteousness of God. We've been given the righteousness of God. If you don't think so, let me change your mind. Good. 2 Corinthians 5 is packed full of truth. Verse 17 says, if we're in Christ, we're a new creation. Verse 18 says, we've been reconciled to God. So brought from far away, reconciled back to Him. And verse 20, we're ambassadors. Verse 21 tells us we've been given the righteousness of God. You can rejoice there. It's good. All right, we are halfway through this song. For the second half, I want you to pick it up to about a 6. So just pick it up. This is a long, slow interval. You've got a minute 15 from here. Just nice and steady. Pick it up a little more than where you were. If you don't think so, let me according to God's mind. Word, you are justified and redeemed. You are a son or daughter and an heir. You were created for good works. You've been given boldness and confidence through Him. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. You've been reconciled to God. You've been made an ambassador. And you've been given the righteousness of God that's worthy of rejoicing today. Not all just that you've been given, but all that you've been rescued from. Go ahead and rejoice. Revel in Him, in what He's done on your behalf. You have 14 seconds. Come on, stay at that six. Woo. 3, 2, 1. All right, pull it on back, even back to a 4 if you need. So we're just recovering. We're just recovering. I love this song. I'm telling you, it's a killer playlist today, friends. All right, you're just recovering. Back to steady. Baseline right here. Right there, we are never alone. Our Father, Papa, you have called us your own. Ask Him what He's trying to teach you right now. What does He have for you? Ask Him if you've been living as a man or woman who's willing to rejoice, or have you just been grumbling? Have you been distracted by your circumstances? Hey, you met you. All right, get ready to push with me here in a second. We're going to do 20 seconds, okay? I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, go. 20 seconds. All out here. I want you to push higher. Let's get closer to that 8 or that 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 of perceived exertion. How hard you're working. This is emptying the tank of what's in there. This is an all-out push. Good job. You have 5 seconds left. Come on. 4, 3, 2, 1. Recover. Because we're going to do that again. Recover. It's a quick recovery. We're going in 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Right here. 20 seconds. Come on. Distract yourself by thinking of all the reasons you have to praise right here. All the reasons we can rejoice right here in this space. Come on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Recover. You're doing great. We have 2 more like that. We have 2 more like that. In 3, 2, 1, go. Go. If you're walking today, just walk quicker. Walk quicker. If you're on your bike, spin faster. If you're an elliptical, push harder. Come on. It's not easy. It's training ground. It's training ground. You grow when it's hard. That's the way it works. 3, 2, 1. Recover. You got 1 more. In 5 seconds. Last one. Last one in this format, I should say. Ready? Go. Go. Tell you what. I've been injured for months and months. I first got injured last July. It's been 9 months or so. I'm finally almost able to move normally again. Y'all, it's a gift. You're moving today. It's a gift. 3, 2, 1. Recover. Recover. All right. You got a nice long stretch here. You can just settle in. Back to your baseline pace. It's about a 4 or 5. At a 4 or 5. Where we're working. But it's not extremely uncomfortable. Got to pull it back down. Huh. We can rejoice. Reason number 5 why you can rejoice today. Romans 8:1 tells us there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Your unrighteousness has been covered by His righteousness. Your sin's been bought and purchased by His holiness. That means you can stand before God, robed in the righteousness of Jesus, and not be condemned. Shoo! You can rejoice. You can rejoice. Your bills may be overdue. You can rejoice. You may be having relationship difficulties with a family member or a spouse or a child. You can rejoice. The diagnosis may not be what you want it to be. You can rejoice. You may be out of work and looking for a job, but you can rejoice. There's no condemnation now. And that doesn't change just because things are hard where you're at. Amen. Stay here. Stay here. There's now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. I hope that you're hearing me say these over and over so that when this episode ends and you go about your day, you reflect on it. I've got this song to kind of bring our pace down a little bit. Then we're going to cool down together and you will have made it through this, friend. And that's great. I hope that this workout has trained you and your body, and you've been breathless and you've been sweating and you've been working hard. Those are great. But really, how's your heart? It started that way. I'm finishing that way with you these next 7 or 8 minutes or so. How's your heart? Are you still hard-hearted? Are you still mad about the things you're dealing with right now? You know what I love about the Lord? I can just go ahead and tell him. I'm going to tell him. I don't have to pretend because he already knows. So I can say, I don't get it, Lord. I'm frustrated. I'm upset. I'm mad about this. And I can go ahead and pour all that out to him. But also, I can surrender and submit to his authority. Because I serve a holy God who is good. And he's given me reason to rejoice today. I want you to stay just at your base pace for this song, okay? So we're just beginning to bring that heart rate back down. So let's be around about a 5 or so. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God. Maybe you just need practice saying it out loud today. I don't know where your heart is, but sometimes we have to declare with our mouth what we know we believe, and our feelings will get into line. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory. You're never going to earn it on your own, friend. You aren't going to go win this ballgame. You cannot do it. So God sent his son to do it on your behalf. Thanks be to God. He's given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. If that's the case, I'm just going to go ahead and rejoice because he's worthy. And so just like Paul, as he's writing, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I'll say rejoice. Sometimes I have to remind myself too. Sometimes I have to say it multiple times. I will rejoice. I may not like it. I may not would have chosen it. But I'm going to rejoice because he's good, because he's holy, because he's righteous. Because even right now in this moment, he's working out a plan for my good and his glory, because I've been called according to his purposes and I can trust him in that. I want you to bring it back a little further even. We're going to cool down here together. You've got 4 minutes. I want you to come on back to that 4 where we started. Just being really grateful for the time you have right here to move. That with every beat of your heart, it's purpose. Remember, I told you that you're his workmanship. Ephesians 2:10, that you've been created in Christ Jesus for good works. And then some of us say, "Well, gosh, I'm just too afraid. I don't know how to do it. And I'm going to get it wrong. And I think he called the wrong girl or he called the wrong man." And the answer is the very next part that I just told you. It's Ephesians 3:12. You've been given boldness and confident access through your faith in him, not through your faith in yourself. Boldness. Confident access through your faith in him. Listen to the words of this part of the song. You're fighting a battle. He's already won. He's already won it. Go ahead and lift your gaze if you're able to. As we lift our gaze, I want you to lift the posture of your heart. We're declaring you've already won. But thanks be to God, you've given us the victory. You've given us the victory. And so I can sit here on my little spin bike and say to you today, hey, according to God's word, you are justified and redeemed. That you're a son, you're a daughter, you're an heir. That you've been created for good works, and that you've been given boldness and confidence through him. I can say to you that you are a new creation who has been given the righteousness of God. of God. But in 1 Corinthians 2:16, we're reminded the mind of Christ is in you. That Ephesians 1:6 tells us we're accepted in the beloved. Colossians 1:13 tells us we've been delivered from dark powers. Ephesians 2:6 tells us we've been elevated to heavenly places. And Romans 8:1 says you are not condemned. That's reason to rejoice today. Get your eyes off of your circumstances and shift them back to who He is. It's not about you. I love you. I'm for you. It's not about you. And my preferences don't matter here. And your preferences don't matter here. It's about God and His glory. And once we know what we have been rescued from, we can't help but go tell other people. Here at Revelation Wellness, we're not about gathering and getting puffed up in knowledge. We want you to come and gather and be trained and be filled up, but then we want you to go. That there's a scattering, that there's a running to go and to make them known. That you're not just a disciple who sits, you're a disciple who goes to make disciples. You know how the story ends. It's good news today. It's good news today. God, we thank you. You've given us the victory. You've done on our behalf what we could never do for ourselves. God, thank you that you are training our hearts that we will not be those who shrink back when things get hard, but we will be those who persevere. When others may lose hope, we will grow stronger because we're rooted in you. When the way seems too long, we're going to take another step. God, thank you that you've shown us a better way. Thank you that when we call, you answer. Thank you that you've justified us and redeemed us, that you've brought us close, you've made us an heir, that you're giving us boldness and confidence. And that you have won the victory. So with our lives today, God, with our breath today, God, with our faults, with our minds, with our time, with our talents, we give you the glory. We rejoice in you today, God, because you're worthy of it all. We love you. We love you. And we pray that you would send us today to go and make you known. It's in your Son's sweet name that we pray. Amen. Good job, friends. We'll see you here next time.